We have a staff person available to do 492.
Yeah, so let's go back to the items that were pulled, 492, 497, and I believe it's 499, Carla. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so let's start with item number 492, please.
Authorize an agreement with TriMet for an estimated amount of $20,080 to implement the environmental services project Southwest Yamhill Morrison to Southwest First 13th project number E10886.
And Carla, may I ask, how much testimony do we have on this issue?
See, this was pulled from consent. Mimi Gurman requested it.
Okay. So Mayor, I'll tee this up very quickly.
Okay.
The Bureau of Environmental Services is planning to replace the pipes underneath the MAX lines. BES must enter into a license agreement with TriMet in order to do so. This license costs about $20,000. This covers indemnity, special use provisions, and warranties. This cost does not include the actual cost of replacing the pipes, only the agreement with TriMet. And Bill Ryan is here to give us about a one-minute overview.
Mayor and commissioners, as Commissioner Fish said, this agreement with TriMet is just to pay for services. And I have with me here Susan Horton, who is the project manager for that project, and she can answer any further questions that you may have.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Public testimony? You can go ahead and be seated. Thank you. This was an item pulled by a citizen, so we're not sure what the issue is.
Okay. So, Mayor, this is a license agreement in order to do work that intersects with MAX lines.
Correct. Good morning.
Hi. I pulled this today because I have concerns about TriMet, and as long as TriMet is acting as one unit, as one organization, then I feel that my testimony is valid. I'll start.
This is a license agreement.
Yeah,
Mayor,
unfortunately, that's not correct. As I stated at the very beginning of the meeting, the issue has to be relevant to the issue at hand.
And this is specific to licensing, and specific to the rest of this, which
this
is
licensing agreement.
Exactly.
Correct.
Right. And I'm going to start off by reading a poem. The skin of snakes, lying on this crumbling soil, fingers spread, searching for air or a prayer. I receive that I am dirt, clinging to my teeth. I am sweat, waters, carrying whales and salt that brines venison. Though starlight falters, there is breath in the shallows. A tide recedes, as do city council members, swallowed, crawling through the outer skin of snakes. I am the last beginning. I don't have all that much to bring to the table regarding this, except for a bit of common sense, and I wish that the city council would understand that when TriMet, regardless of this license or any other license, kills somebody, that money that they are owed by the city should go for funeral rites for those whom they kill. And this just happened with Terrell Johnson, and I think that money, instead of being used for this, should go to the family for whatever they would like regarding his death by TriMet. And if not, then the city council could take that $20,000, not pay TriMet, punish TriMet, and create a memorial for all of the people who have been killed by cops in our city. And that is my testimony.
Thank you.
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, Charles Bridge Crane Johnson.
Bridge Crane.
No relationship to Mr. Terrell Johnson, killed on TriMet property. With the TriMet MAX system being closed recently, I'm a little concerned about overlap here. A couple weeks ago, Commissioner Fish made an aside to Commissioner Fritz about the ultraviolet pipe curing. And there's been equipment on the MAX, so there's something already going on there. So I don't know exactly where this is happening. The other thing is, I think for citizens who have seen huge headlines in all the media that TriMet has money to build a jail and now we can't fix our sewer pipes unless they get licensing fees from us seems a little bit absurd. And then, I don't know if you know this, but we have a governor named Kate Brown who's going to privatize TriMet. So so that actually also creates a question. The issue of actually privatizing TriMet has been raised by the governor in the past day. It's in the Willamette Week. So not the best timing to, it's a small amount of money. The city can lose it and not suffer, except as Ms. German pointed out, it's the funeral costs of Terrell Brown. But I think that regardless of if you're persuaded that this is a moment at this time to give $10,000 away so that we can fix our sewers to TriMet under some questionable legal schema, the city, metro, and the county need to move quickly to bring TriMet under a local elected board. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Star Stoffer. I have to concur with Mimi here in regards to these licensing fees from TriMet. I happen to utilize TriMet as a mode of major transportation for myself and quite frankly find them to be extraordinarily expensive. First of all, why they need $20,000, $10,000, even a dollar from us extra at this point is absurd, considering they are allocated money from the Department of Homeland Security to give to the Portland Police, who utilize those funds to police their MAX tracks and their trains and their buses. And as we've learned, and it's been confirmed through Terrell Johnson's killing, they use it to kill black people. So you need to be allocating this money back to the families of people who have lost loved ones due to exposure on these tracks or on these trains from houselessness. You need to be giving this money back to families who have lost their children due to police murders like Terrell Johnson, Quanis Hayes. You need to be investing this money to make TriMet overall safer for women in general, especially women of color. Their bus stops are ridiculously insecure and have poor lighting most of the time. So I'm not really sure why they're asking for $20,000 for a license when they charge extraordinary fees to utilize their service. What are they doing with their money? Before they're awarded this money, I want to see what they've been doing with the money that they've been getting from tickets from people. And not only that, the money they've been getting from people who are issued tickets for not having fare on their systems. What's going on with that money? Why do we need to pay more money to this extraordinarily expensive transportation system that is working in conjunction with cops that kill black people? This is just disgusting. But yet again, you'll do nothing because that's what you do, because this has to do with black people and it has to do with TriMet and it has to do with the police, and this is just another white supremacist circle jerk. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other public testimony?
I didn't have a sign-up sheet.
Before I move this to second reading, since this is a non-emergency first reading, I want to be very clear that the reason we are paying TriMet $20,000 is we're asking them to shut down the electricity so that we can fix a sewer system without electrocuting our public employees. I think it's a very good use of resources. It's a non-emergency issue. We're moving it to second reading.